We're honored you've rejoined us for more of our exclusive behind-the-scenes look at the new double album from one of our most cherished artists. This is Steve Winwood, The Greatest Hits Live, All Access. I'm Dan Neer. As we said before, this double live set was recorded from a bunch of different concerts done by Steve over the last 10 years.
So you had this vast amount of material. You came up with the concept of, let's try to give an overview of my career live, making sure that we touch upon all of the different aspects of your career. Then where do you go? Because I'm sure throughout those, however long it is that you've been recording, you probably had a choice of at least, I'm guessing, 50 songs to cut to 23, right?
Yeah. It's really the same with making a studio record. At some point, you've got to say, well, this is pretty good, and I'm not sure whether if we do more work on it, it's actually going to get any better. So
right. You
just have to say, well, now's the time to let it go. And the live album was, we thought, well, these are good and that sounds good together. Actually, since we decided what was going on the live album, we've been doing more live shows, and at some point this idea comes past you, think, well, maybe that version of that song is actually better than, but then no, we're not even going to go there, not even going to go and think of replacing that. Let's just leave it like it is. It's a nice document, and some of the great musicians I've been playing with over the last decade or more, and so we thought this is a nice piece and now's the time to put it out. It's not to say that I'm not doing any more live stuff, or perhaps I'm not even going to rearrange some of those songs yet again and give them some other thing. Do an acoustic version of Low Spark, Vile Boys, or who knows what, At some point you've got to say, well, this is this now, let's just do it.
The title piece to Traffic's follow-up to John Barleycorn Must Die, The Low Spark of High-Heeled Boys. That version is from Steve Winwood's The Greatest Hits, Live. After Traffic broke up again in 1974, Steve Winwood took a few years off to recharge his batteries, working with Nigerian drummer Remy Kabaka and then with the Japanese artist Tamu Yamashita on an album called Go. He then made two beautiful solo albums, Steve Winwood and Ark of a Diver in 1977 and 1980 respectively, both of which he produced and played all of the instruments.
After one of the last chapters of Traffic broke up in about 1972-73, I decided I wanted to get off the treadmill slightly of album tour. And to just discover a little bit more, I was anxious to discover more about working in the studio because suddenly technology was changing and was changing such that the recording wasn't just a producer and engineer in the control room and the band in the other room and never the twain shall meet. It was getting much more interactive. And I wanted to learn more about production and engineering and how different people were doing things in the studio. So I started to do a lot of session work, playing on different people's records with a view to actually learning more about how the studio worked. And, well, I think it's because I'm a control freak, you know.
Is it?
I want to control things. That's probably what it is. So, I mean, it's not that great being a control freak, but...
I mean, what was it, the 1980 album that you played every single instrument, did everything on the album? That is the ultimate of being a control freak, isn't it?
I'm afraid I have to hold my hand up on that one.
live version of While You See a Chance, originally found on Steve Winwood's Ark of a Diver solo album released December 31st, 1980. 6 years later, Steve moved to New York to record Back in the High Life, which won him two Grammy Awards, one for Record of the Year and the other for Best Pop Vocal Performance. He followed that up in 1988 with the album Roll With It. Both the album and its title piece reached number one on the Billboard charts. Steve became a huge commercial success, which of course led a few moronic critics to accuse him of selling out.
If you actually listen to the music that was written and try and somehow see through the production style, you'll see that it's exactly the same thing I was trying to do with Traffic. We have folk elements, ethnic music, bits of jazz in there with R&B and rock. And it was a time in the record industry when you had the radio station, the retailer, and the record company, and those three could actually make or break anything. Or anybody, it seemed like, you would be led to believe that unless you had a video on MTV, you just weren't going to have a successful record. And of course, I took the decision to work with a producer. I hadn't worked with a producer then for the previous three albums, so I worked with Russ Titelman. We recorded it in New York. And you couldn't help but be influenced by the engineering and production styles of the time. And
yeah,
it does sound like an 80s record.
It does, Steve, but I don't think you need to feel defensive about the production. It worked really well and made you incredibly popular at the time. So, you know, a lot of tongues wag sometimes and say things that are just, they got to fill up space somewhere in a column.
You know, right.
And that's what I put that to.
Yeah.
You wound up winning a couple of Grammys. How did that affect your life? How did you feel about that?
Well, of course, it's a wonderful thing, and I'm very proud of the success. And of course, it's not just down to me. It was all the people that worked on the records, and I was very happy about that. But I mean, at the end of the day, what really counts more than that is the songs and the music that you put out, whether it's 30, 40, or 50 years ago, still have a meaning today.
one of the two number one songs Steve Winwood recorded in the 1980s, Roll With It. That version is off the newly released Steve Winwood's Greatest Hits Live. In 1990, Steve released Refugees of the Heart. Then he reunited with Jim Capaldi for Traffic's Far From Home in 1994, followed by a world tour. 1997 saw another solo album called Junction 7 as he started becoming more interested in Cuban and Brazilian music. He began to tour and work with José Neto, a brilliant Brazilian guitarist who appeared on 2003's stunning About Time album and 2008's equally delightful Nine Lives record. Steve wrote the song Fly from that album with José and Peter Godwin.
I feel that the collaboration with Peter and José works so well because not only do José and I seem to work off each other with different styles. I come from English rock background and José comes from a Brazilian background. But I love Brazilian music and want to move towards that. He loves English rock or Hendrix or Zeppelin and wants to move closer to that. So there is this constant kind of pulling between each of us. And then Peter comes along and can somehow make it all have sense. And so I feel we've got a great writing relationship.
On a brand new morning, smiling at the sky, every shadow of the past whispers goodbye. There is hope if you can see. Has the sun within its heart, and everything we thought we knew, we can't forget. Maybe fall, but not apart. I know it's getting better, and it will be better, yeah. So fly. Just to see the other side. Start with nothing, cause there's nothing left to hide. I believe in every new day. Never be that man who threw it all away. In the valley, there's a river flowing through. Wherever it may take me, I will follow. There's an answer to all the rain. It's when I turn around and hear you say my name. So fly, cause I know. When it turns out that way,
Pretty song. Fly from Steve Winwood's The Greatest Hits Live. Sadly, that's all we have time for in our all-access look at this album. There are 11 other gems awaiting your ears if you buy this record, which you'll find wherever you purchase music. It's available in a 2-CD edition or a 4-LP version with digital download. The cover is a beautiful painting of Steve playing live by New Orleans artist John Bucati. Steve will be touring the United States in September, mostly on the West Coast, and then wrapping up with two East Coast dates, September 23rd at the Xfinity Theater in Hartford, and September 24th at Jones Beach in Wantagh, New York, as part of the Laid Back Festival. Now, before we go, let's let Steve give some love to the band members that played with him throughout the Greatest Hits live tours and who will be going out with him in his September tour.
It's basically the same core band, which is Joe Zanetto on guitar, Richard Bailey on drums. Wilfredo Reyes played drums with us on some of the earlier takes. Paul Booth playing saxophone, who's been, well, I say saxophone, but I've run out of breath explaining what instruments he plays.
There's some beautiful flute through some of the songs.
That's right, yes. Well, that'll be Paul Booth. Also, Randall Bramlett worked with me for some time, and he's on a couple of tracks too. And then percussion, a lot of it is Café de Silva is playing. That's the basic band, and that's pretty much the band I'll be going out with in September, possibly with the addition of Edwin Sands on percussion.
Steve Winwood's The Greatest Hits Live All Access was produced in New York and New Jersey by Near Perfect Productions for Wincraft Music and 30 Tigers, all rights reserved. No portion may be reproduced without the written permission of the producers. Special thanks to Eugenia Winwood and James Towler of Wincraft Music, Judy LeBeau of LeBeau Unlimited, and Lindsay Reed of 30 Tigers. I'm Dan Neer.
I'm Steve Winwood. Hope to see you on the tour, and thanks for listening.